an 8-mile stretch of the Upper St. Croix River in Douglas County and a 70-mile flow of the Totogatec River are virtually untouched since the lumber baron days of early last century. St. Croix Basin water leader Kathy Bartleson in Spooner says the wild and scenic designation will help keep it that way.
For a lot of people that have spent any time on the river, that, yeah, there's a passion for keeping it wild.
Right now, only three rivers in the state, the Pine, Popple, and Pike Rivers, have wild and scenic designation, which needs state approval. The classification won't stop development, but it, in many cases, means leaving the waterfront alone. Bartleson says people are worried about demand for waterfront property spreading to the far north.
Well, with more and more of our lakeshore being developed and getting into a really high price bracket for property, we're seeing people turn more and more to river property.
Public hearings will follow this fall, but there is another problem. Bartleson says there are three ways to spell and five different ways to pronounce Totogatec.
Seems like no matter what group I go to talk about the river, I'm told, no, here's how it's said and here's how it's spelled. But I don't think there is one official pronunciation.
You say tomato, I say tomato. In Superior, I'm Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.